King Herod arrested Peter and was about to have him beheaded when an angel of the Lord came the night before his execution and set him free. In the morning there was a great commotion among the guards, who could not understand how their prisoner had escaped. Herod had a thorough search made, but when Peter could not be found, he had the guards executed, left Jerusalem, and went to his palace in Caesarea. At that time Herod was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, so they sent a delegation to ask for peace, because they depended on the king's country for their food supplies. On the appointed day, Herod put on his royal robes, sat on his throne, and made a public speech. While the people were listening, they began to acclaim him, shouting, "This is the voice of a god, not of a man." Immediately an angel of the Lord struck the king down with a deadly illness, and he died soon after, eaten by worms, because he did not give honor to God when the people hailed him as divine. After his death, the word of God spread unhindered, and the church continued to grow. Barnabas and Saul, having completed their mission in Jerusalem, returned to Antioch, taking John Mark with them. When they got back, the two men continued with their ministry of preaching and teaching among the mixed population of this great Syrian metropolis, and an increasing number of Gentiles came to put their faith in Jesus Christ. There were some very gifted prophets and teachers in that church. One of them was a man named Manaen. He had been brought up at court with Herod the Tetrarch, who had beheaded John the Baptist. But the grace of God had not only brought Manaen to faith in Christ, but had even made him a church leader. God had important plans for the assembly in Antioch. It was to become a missionary church, the first center for gospel outreach to the Gentile nations. One day, as they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So the disciples fasted and prayed, and having placed their hands on them, they sent the two men off, and John Mark went with them to help them with their work. Sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, Antioch's seaport on the Mediterranean. Having found a ship, they sailed from there to Cyprus, the birthplace of Barnabas. It was the spring of A.D. 45. As soon as they arrived at Salamis, on the east coast of Cyprus, they began to announce the gospel in the Jewish synagogues. Salamis was the largest city on the island, with a big Jewish population. Then they crossed the whole island from east to west until they came to Paphos, capital of the Roman province of Cyprus and residence of the proconsul Sergius Paulus. There they met a certain magician named Bar-Jesus, a Jew who claimed to be a prophet. Known also by his Greek name Elymas, the sorcerer, this man was a friend of Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, "You son of the devil, and enemy of everything that is right, you are full of all kinds of deceit and evil tricks. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You will be blind, and for a time you will be unable to see the light of the sun." At once Elymas felt a black mist come over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was deeply touched by the word of the Lord. From that time on, Saul was known by his Roman name, Paul. Next episode, Paul and Barnabas in Galatia.